a respectful distance. You realize this doesn't change anything, said Damien wearily, the table still between them.
I see you have both your parents fought at you, Young commented. I's not leaving him.
Very well. If that's how you want it, that's how it shall be. Damien relaxed his guard a little, his father having promised not to try to recruit him for the mob.
So, what else can you tell me about your past?
Very little. Like I said, I thought you died. Your birthday is.
I'll let you know. Being a foundling with no birth certificate, Damien had never actually known when his birthday was. Not that he'd ever had much to celebrate. The orphanage had guessed a date for use on forms and the like, of course. But it looked like his father wasn't the kind of man to remember his dead son's birthday, rather allowing it to slip out of his mind because it didn't come around yearly.
About her and about me, plenty. But now's not the time for that. We must talk of the future.
The way he said this made Damien's chest tight. What is our arrangement to be?
Damien wanted nothing to do with the mob, but at the same time didn't want to cut off this avenue to his past, particularly to his mother. He thought for a moment.
We meet occasionally to get to know each other and about the past, but other than this we keep a respectful distance.
Define that. You don't meddle in cases or businesses I'm involved in, and leave people I know alone. In return, I won't go prying into your business knowingly. And if it starts looking like you're behind the case, I'll drop out of that investigation.
This one excluded.
Agree.
And as a one-time gift to my resurrected son, I will be more cooperative than usual.
Consider it many years missed birthdays presents. All strictly off the record, mind.
This is not a testimony.
Damien put his notepad away, and Young began. Detective Rogers was not a part of this organization. His actions were making many of my clients uncomfortable. They pay me protection money, and I like to do my duty and protect them.
Young smiled, looking pleased with himself.
Damien assumed he left out the part where if they didn't pay, they needed protecting from him.
So, I arranged to have him poisoned at the restaurant.
It's quite common knowledge that a half-truth is always more believable than a lie, Damien, and criminals are no strangers to this.
When I answered your question about knowing anyone good with poison, I was telling the truth.
I don't personally know anyone with such skills, but my organization has the contacts.
I should warn you though, now you know what to look for. The police should find just enough evidence for a verdict of mob poisoning, but good luck trying to pin it on anyone.
He sneered.
Young continued.
That is where my group's involvement ends. I can, however, use my knowledge of the underworld to take a guess at how things played out.
Evans Gentleman's Club is part of another organization.
If he refused to pay Rogers, he will have taken the girl as either warning or punishment, killing her either when she became a liability or when Ivan didn't meet his demands in time.
If he feared retaliation, rightly as it turned out, Ivan will have arranged for one of his men to kill Rogers.
This fit with what they knew the man found dead in the toilets.
Victor had been Ivan's doorman.
You're getting the details pretty spot on, commented Damien.
How do you know so much about the case?
His father smiled broadly.
Trade secrets, son.
Being called son by this man made Damien shiver. He didn't trust him as far as he could throw him.
So do you know why he was poisoned?
I know that he was poisoned, but I'm afraid I draw blank there.
Young's information seemingly at an end.
The two exchanged mobile numbers and Damien rose.
Thank you, he said. You've been.
He couldn't quite bring himself to say very helpful.
Say nothing of it.
Young stood with him.
Damien, there is always a place here for you if you want.
We are, after all, just another kind of control and enforcement.
Young spread his arms for a hug. Damien coolly shook his hand instead. I just remembered he had associates. Three big men who were hanging about the restaurant after he died, and who were helping to intimidate it before. Does that mean he was part of a third crime group? Possibly, Young replied. More likely they were criminals he could, should, Damien butted in, have arrested, but instead he used what he had on them to coerce them into working as muscle for him. Damien slowly walked toward the door, stopping, fingers on the handle, he asked, "What's my name?" Like with his birthday, his name came from the orphanage. "You are Derek Young, Jr. I think I'll stick with Damien Morin. You yourself, Derek."